This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wemuvhuro chivabvu 30, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti hezvinoi zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Ndikatarisa tsoka ndaona kuti muri mumwe netsoka iyoyo plus paface chepo chepo taunyatsoneka kuti ndiitaki.
Amai Shefra Dzamara vanoti mifananidzo iri kuburitswa yemunhu ari muusungwa ndeye murume wavo vaitai Dzamara.
Tinofara kuti tizivise vatsvedzeri vedu veMDC vatsigiri vedu Zimbabwe yese neshamwari dzedu kuti president wedu vatsvangirai vakabuda muchipatara nezuro.
Mutungamiri weMDCT vamogentsvangirai vanobuda muchipatara apo bato ravo roronga kumwe kuratidzira. Vamuliswa vanobudiswa muusungwa kuEsigodini kwavakasungwa nezuro. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Muningi nava vaitai Dzamara murwiri wekodzero dzevanhu akapambwa mwedzi gumi nemishanu yapfuura Dr. Patterson Dzamara nhasi vaita musangano nevatori venhau vakaburitsa mifananidzo yavati ndeyavaitai Dzamara vari muusungwa. Dr. Dzamara vati mifananidzo iyi vakaipiwa nevamwe vari muhurumende uye vanoti vakapamba vaDzamara ndevanoita zvekusora muchiuto kana kuti military intelligence. Vati vane mazita evanhu vakapamba vaDzamara uye vachaburitsa munguva pfupi inotevera. VaDzamara vashora zvikuru hurumende yava mugabe vachiti humbowo hwavainawo hunoratidza kuti ine chekuita nekutsakatika kwemukoma wavo. Mutauriri wemapurisa Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba vaudza Studio 7 kuti hapana chavangataure nezvemashoko aDr. Dzamara nekuti havana nokuti mapurisa haane nechekuita nekutsakatika kwavo. Vatiwo havana kukokwa kumusangano wakokerwa nemhuri yekwaDzamara uyu. Hatina kukwanisa kubata vakuru vemauto kuti tinzwe divi ravo sezvo vanga vasingadairi nharembozha dzavo. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata mudzimai wavaDzamara, amai Shefra Dzamara, akatanga nekuvabvunza kuti mufananidzo uyu ndewe murume wavo here.
Murume wangu.
Sei muri kudaro, chii chamaona?
Ndikatarisa tsoka ndaona kuti muri mumwe netsoka iyoyo plus paface chepo chepo taunyatsoneka kuti ndiitaki.
Ko, ndoo hembe dzaanga akapfeka here musi waakapambwa?
Dzisiridzo.
Saka izvi zviri kukupai chivimbo here chekuti murume wenyu achawanika kana kuti vanhu vazive kuti chii chaizvo chakaitika?
Ndinongoramba ndine tariro yekuti murume wangu ndichamuwana.
Zviri kufamba sei nevana pari zvino? Vaakunzwisisa here zvakaitika?
Vana vaakunzwisisa asi hangu picture yandina kuvarakidza nokuti zvinogona kuvakanganisa. Vaakunzwisisa but ndinoti vana vane like nhasi mudiko achanga achitotaura kuti nhasi vadhedhi vangu vana vane kakufunga baba vavo asi kunzwisisa vakunzwisisa kuti baba vakabiwa vakabiwa vakapambwa.
Mudzimai wavaitai Dzamara, amai Shefra Dzamara, vachitaura parunhare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Mukuru wesangano revechidiki reYouth Advocates for Reform and Democracy kana kuti YAD vatemba muliswa ava vakasungwa nezuro kuEsigodini mudunhu reMatebeleland South vachipomerwa mhosva yekuita musangano vasina kutanga vapiwa mvumo vamiswa pamberi pedare raMagistrate kwakare kuEsigodini. Gweta riri kumirira vamuliswa valizwe Jamela vanoti mutongi wedare apa vamuliswa mukana wekutongwa vachibva kumba kwavo vasina kubvisiswa mari yechibatiso. Vajamela vanoti vamuliswa nedzimwe nhengo makumi maviri nenhatu dzesangano ravo vakanga vasungwa mushure mekuungana paEsgodin Business Center vachitsvaka kudya, asi vamwe makumi maviri nevatatu ava vakazoregwa vasina mhosva dzavakapomerwa kuchisara vamuliswa. Vamuliswa vanonzi vanzi vadzoke kudare musi wa22 Chikumi. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yataita navajamela.
Vamuliswa vakasungwa nezuro vane vamwe 23 vavaifamba navo vachibva kuBulawayo vakasvika paSgodini vakati vambotorwa mafemo vava nezvekudya masikati ndobva vatonzi izvoni vati vamusangano ndobva vasungwa vachinzi izvoni vapara mhosva yekuti vaita musangano vasina kudzivisa panoitwa regulating authority maererano nemutemo unonzi Posa Public Order and Security Act. Kukadzisara kwavana vamuliswa ndo vakazonzi vakuchajiwa nemhosva iyoyo varavorava pachitokisi nezuro. Nasikazi kwanisa kuenda tikanokwanisa kutaurirana nemapurisa kuti tigume taenda kukoti nhasi, saka tazosvera tichakangomira tavagadzirise mapepa acho kusvika tazoenda kukoti tonotaura navachuchisi zvopinda hedu mukoti kwakusvika kuma4 dzadova dzakusvika kuma5 tichipinda mukoti, asi tinofara nekuti kudai vamuliswa vapiwa bheiri nekoti.
Vabhadhariswa mari yechibatiso here kubuda kwavaita uku, uye vane zviga here zvavapiwa zvekuti vatevedze panguva yavanenge vakamirira kuzodzokera kudare?
Vachuchiti vanga vachivavarira kuti vamuliswa vabhadhariswe mari inoita iyo $200,000. Isusu semagweta anovamirira takatarisa mapepa aanga vanawo tationa kuti hazvienderani, uye tachitoona kuti mafekti kana kuti umbo hwavanawo hwoenderani nemhosva yavari kupomerwa. Ndokubhadharira zvoti izvoni aha pachikari chimacharji yacho nokuda vachuchiti nayo vanga vasiri opposed kuti vapiwezewo vamuliswa vazoona kuti $50 yacho kana $200 yacho hazvina zvazvinoreva sakana kana kuri kuti vachuchiti vari kuti havashushikani kuti vamuliswa vapiwezewo. Saka mutongi abva aramba kuti vamuliswa vabhadhare chiro chavangabhadhara kukoti. Mutongi wakana kuti vamuliswa havasi kuzotiza vachadzoka kumusi wa22 kukoti. Nokudaro vangu vapa condition yekuti vasainterfere nemawitnesses kana kuna investigations angadaro achi.
Vanga vari valizwe Jamela vanoyogweta riri kumirira vatemba muliswa vari parunare kuEsgodini.
Vateereri, mave kukwanisa kuona chirongwa chamunofarira cheLive Talk paFacebook yedu yeShona Chirungu neNdebele. Tichitefenyura live streaming. Musakanganwe kutarisa nenguva dza 8:30 p.m. kusvika na 9:30 maneru emuvuro kusvika chishanu. Kana tichitefenyura munokwanisa kupa pfungwa dzenyu makaenda paFacebook page yedu ye VOA Shona. Tinodzokorora zvakare Facebook page yedu VOA Shona. Musakanganwe kubaya like paFacebook page yedu ye VOA Shona.
Mutungamiri webato guru rinopikisa munyika reMDCT vamogen tsvangirai vanonzi vabuda muchipatara kunyanga hazvo vachiri kuSouth Africa. Bato ravo rinotiwo riri kuronga kumwe kuratidzira. Kode tinzwe zvizere, Blessing Zulu abata munyori mukuru webato iri vaDouglas Mwonzora.
Tinofara kuti tizivise vatevedzeri vedu veMDC, vatsigiri vedu Zimbabwe yese neshamwari dzedu kuti president wedu vatsvangirai vakabuda muchipatara nezuro, uyezve vanaya vave na nechose kari zvavanga vakaita. Saka vari kukarirwa kudzoka within a week's time, iko zvinezvi vakabuda muchipatara vari munyika yeSouth Africa vachakambogara zvavo vachizorora, asi vari kudzoka kumusha manje. Saka tinenge tinawo maactivities asara atichaita. Atikufara kuti president wedu vadzoka, president wedu vanaya.
Ngatichitarisirewo kuratidzira kwamakaita kuBulawayo nemusi wemugovera, makafara here nezvakaitika?
Takava nekufarisisa kukuru nekuratidzira kwakaitika kuBulawayo, nokuti kwakabuda zvuru nozvuru zvavanhu vakanga vasina kufoswa uyezve paka pasina kana mashopa anga akavharwa vanhu vachishitsidzirwa kana kuti makombi anga achidhaivhetwa kana kuti mabhazi evana vechikoro anga achingotorwa zveganyapo apa takati munhu anoda kujoina anojoina saka kwakauya vanhu vakawanda chaizvo vakatopfuura vanhu vakauya kumillion man march yezanupiefu iyaiya asi isu chatiri kunyanya kufara ndechekuti hatina kufosa vanhu vanhu vakauya wega
saka iko zvino muri kuronga kuenda kunoratidzira kupi chaizvo
musi wa11 tinenge tiri pamanikaland tinenge tiri kwamutare tichiratidzira tiri ikoko tichinyanya kuemphasiza nyaya yekupiwa kwemadiamond mudunhu remanikaland tichinyanya kuomekedza nyaya yekuti tirwise nyaya yecorruption nekupa kuri kungoitwa munyika munomu nechihurumende ichi saka ticharamba tichiratidzira tikabva kwakare tinenge tiri kudunhu rekumasvingo kumasvingo mutaundi muya tozoenda mubheru
Munyori mukuru webato reMDCT vaDouglas Monzora vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Imwe nyanzvi mune zveupfumi inoti kushandurwa kwemazuva achaburitswa mari itsva yemabond notes kunotowedzera kuderera kwechivimbo chiri muvanhu. Dr. Prosper Chitambara, vanoshanda nesangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, vanoti sezvo vanhu vanga vagara vasina chivimbo nemari itsva iyi, kunonoka kubuda kwayo kuchaita kuti vanhu vatowedzera kuda kuchengetera mari dzavo mudzimba kana kuda kutora mari dzavo shoma dzanga dzasara dzichiri mumabhanga. Gavhuna webhanga guru renyika vaJohn Mangudya vakaudza bepa nhau reSunday Mail kuti bhanga ravo harichakwanisa kuburitsa mabond notes muna chikumi sezvanga zvakambovimbiswa vakati mari idzi dzave kuzoparurwa muna nyamavhuvhu wegore rino sezvo dzichiri kukwenenzverwa asi vakavanda vanonzi vari kuramba kutambira mari idzi vachiti inzira yehurumende yekuda kudzora nayo mabiera check ayo akapedzisira asisina uremu hwemari inobatika Studio 7 yakundikana kubata vamangudya kuti tinzwe divi reReserve Bank panyaya iyi. Asi taita hurukuro navachitambara.
I think dambudziko rangoitika muekonomi kana kuti pamaketi nderekuti nyaya yeconfidence yakanganisika zvakanyanyisisa. Vanhu havachina confidence mumabhanga mufinancial system. Saka zvakutokonzeresa kangatozoitika mini banking crisis kwekuti vanhu vakumhanya kunotora mari dzavo kumabhanga even though mabhanga aisa mawithdrawal limit ari pasi zvatiri kuona zvichaitika ndezvekuti patinozobata kuuya kwemabond notes I think pane paitika damage yakati nyanyei mufinancial sector yedu in terms of confidence yevanhu mukusiya mari dzavo mumabhanga ndinga vachina chokwadi chekuti kana azouya zvozodii pane uncertainties angoripo ari kuaffecta confidence mubanking system uye ari kuaffectawo zvakare confidence muekonomy vanhu vazhinji vakutochengeta mari pasi pemubhedha mudzimba vamwe vakutoburisa mari dzavo vachidziendesa kunze kwedzimwe nyika saka tingi dambudziko riripo iroro handioni zvichibatsira Even if a bond note akanzi auya hazviiti zvichabatsira kudzoreredza confidence muekonomi kana mubanking system.
Pane nyaya dzanga dzambosimudzwawo munguva yakatanga kutaurwa nezvemabond notes dzakafanana nenyaya dzemitemo yenyika kuti hazvisimbumbiro remitemo nezvimwe zvakadaro. Mungaona here iri nguvawo zvakare yavanokwanisa kunge vachigadzirisa zvose zvakasimudzwa izvozvo?
Maonero angu inini nyaya dzamataura dzemalegal implications dzakambotaurwa but maonero angu hasandi nyaya dzinogona kumisa kana kuunzwa kwemabond notes kana kuti handifungoti Reserve Bank vari kuita take that into account maonero andaita
avanga vari nyanzvi munyaya dzeupfumi vachishanda nesangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe Dr. Prosper Chitambara vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA. Makateerera kunepfenyure yevanhu yeStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Dare remauto muSomalia rabata vamwe varume 10 vaine mhosva yekubomba ndege Dalo Airlines muna kukadzi. Vanhu ava vanzi vanodyidzana nechikwata chinopfurikidza mwero cheAl-Shabaab. Muna ainge aine bomba iri ndiye chete akafa, vamwe vose vakapona. Ndege iyi yaibva kuMogadishu ichienda kuJibuti iine vanhu mazana manomwe nevana. Vanhu vana vanonzi vakapfurwa vakafa, vamwe makumi mashanu vakakuvara munyaya dzine chekuita nekushandiswa zvisizvo kwepfuti muguta reChicago muno muAmerica pazoro remagamba kana kuti Memorial Day holiday. Mapurisa anoti achaedza kuti apinde munzvimbo dzakawanda kudzivirira mhirizhonga. Yashika nguva yekuti tienda kuna Chiwaniso Jani kwaanoti pachirongwa chevechidiki.
Tinokutambirai nemufaro waTerere. Muchirongwa chedu pindai mudariro. Chatinotaura nevechidiki. Ini ndini Chiwaniso Jani. Muchirongwa chedu nasi tine Mtasa Youth Forum Trust. Makadi?
Makadi iko Chioneso. Ini ndinoitwa Lloyd Munguma. Ndinotungamira boka reMtasa Youth Forum Trust. Patakawamba muna 2009.
Makadi iyo aterere. Ini ndinoitwa Nyadundu Bigi. Nengo yeMtasa Youth Forum Trust.
Koma Lloyd, tiudzei pamusoro pemusangano renyu.
Musi wa26 May, unova musi weSaturday, tanga tiine urongwa munharaunda yekuwaZ8 kwamupotedzi kusahumani, kwatakakokorodza vanhu vanosvika ivo 60 vari vagari vakasanganisira madzisi, madzisabhuku, makanslers nevanhu wonje kusanganisira vechidiki, tichivadzidzisa nedzenyaya dzerunyararo iye kugara zvakanaka pasina mhirizhonga.
Bigi, ndiudze kuti chawakadzidza, wakadzidza chii musangano umu?
Takadzidziswa nzira dzekugarisana zvakanaka isu vechidiki, kupedza makakata anowanzika vapolitics, kungava kusapindirana kweminda miganhu yeminda. Chingati chandakadzidza, tanga tisingazive bumbiro remutemo. Saka takaona mukana wekutsanangurirwa tichidzidziswa kuti bumbiro remutemo rakamira sei, neimwe mitemo yataa tisingazive.
Sechi?
Ndingati zvekupedza mhirizhonga, kodzero dzevanhu dzimwe dzata tisingazivi baisizvo.
Ndiwe wanga uripo wechidiki, unofunga kuti vechidiki vakazvigamuchira here?
Vechidiki vakazvigamuchira zvezvikuru, sezvo zviri zvinhu zvatanga tisingazivi, zvatisina kuonaiswa mukana nehurumende kuti tisanangurirwe, asi takakwanisa kutsanangurirwa tichinzwisisawo.
Chinangwa chenyu chekuti mudzidzise vechidiki changa chiri chei?
Saka tatada tikwenenzvera kana kuwandudza kana kusvitsa pedyo gwaro reconstitution yemuZimbabwe kuvanhu vakaraswa ari kumaruwa, kunyanya vechidiki. Tiri kutora mukana uyu kutiende kumaruwa kuziva vechidiki kuti paya pamakasara muchinga muchidhakwa muchiputa kune zvinhu zvaipfuura zvinobatsira inini sevatungamiri vemangwana, zvinove zvine kodzero yenyu ende zvinove zvine mukana wekuti munge muchitoziva kuti kodzero yenyu chii mumagariro, mukuita nemumararamiro enyu.
Tinokutendai koma Lloyd namukoma Bigi. Aiwa vaterere, nguva ndo yaita shoma. Ini ndini Chioniso Jani.
Pane nzou shanu dzakawanikwa dzakafa kumateveleland uye zvinofungidzirwa kuti dzakaurayiwa nemuchetura wecyanide. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata mutauriri webazi rezvekuchengetedzwa kwezviwanikwa amai Violet Makoto.
Izvi zvinhu zvatakaona mumasango edu ari kumatebeleland north kunonzwa Mandundumela kuri pedyo neGwai Forest. Asi zvinhu zviri kuzoradza zvaitika nguva yake panguva yakawanda nekuti kubvira muna February ndopatakatanga kuona mitumbi miviri. Saka tiri kufungidzira kuti iyi mitumbi mishanu yawanikwa musvondo rapfuura inogonwa ngeiri imwe yenzou dzakaresiwa muchetura muna February imomo. Asi nyaya iripo ndeyekuti tiri kuona kuti muri kuwanikwa macamps akawanda muma forest areas medu mekuti mukura dzoti ndomukugara vanhu vanenge vachiita basa iroro rekupocha dzoo dzedu mumasango ende tichikufungidzira kuti zvingangodaro zviri kusanganisira vanogara mumasango imomo pane yatinoti block all
saka kuferefeta kuri kuenderera mberi kuti chii chakaitika uye chii chiri kutora nzvimbo
isi yambiri yatingori nayo ndeyekuti tinenge tichishanda pamwe chete sepatiri kutaura pari zvino tiri kushanda nemapurisa emulupani uyezve tiri kushanda nemamwe mapurisa kusvika kunana Victoria Falls yekuti timbopinda mumisha yakatenderedza masango edu imomo timbonyatsoona kuti chii chaizvo chiri kuitika tichitarisira kuti tinogona kuwana gwara rekuti vanhu ava tino vanokwanisa kubatwa sei asi tinongoti iyi nyaya yava mumaoko memapurisa vari kushanda nesu zvakanaka uye tiri kushanda nemiparks and wildlife management authority kuti tikwanise kubata vanhu ivava nekuti tinozviziva tese kuti zvese zviri kuitika izvi kutyora mutemo
mutauriri webazi rezvekuchengetedzwa kwezviwanikwa amai Violet Makoto vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7 Sangano reSNV Netherlands Development Organization rinoti riri kushanda nenharaunda dzakawanda munyika mukuedza kudzidzisa vanasikana nezvavanofanira kuita kana vachitevera. Amai Lindile Ndebele vanoshanda nesangano iri vanoti pari zvino vari kumaruwa uko vari kuronga kucherechedza zuva remenstrual hygiene day iro ranga rakacherechedzwa pasi rose nemusi wemugovera. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yaitwa namavhilas muhlanganya uye westudio 7 naamai Ndebele kwete tinzwe zvizere.
MuZimbabwe tatofambawo chinhu yakadonchiwa neministry of women affairs muna 2014 vasikana vedu vakuita mareusable menstrual pads avo vava vanogona kutengawo vari kutenga vachizwa kuti ndinochinja after how many hours nekuti tiri kunyatsotaura nezveutsanana kana vana vachitere saka nemachifu edu ari kutidetsera nekuti kana vakatarisa zvinhu zvekutevera izvi zvine zvekuita netradition kakawanda saka ndizvo zvinhu zvaiita kuti vasikana vasapinde muzvinhu zvedevelopment zvinhu nekuti vainzi timbomirai but macommunities vari kuparticipata and vari kuunderstanda kuti aiwa mwanasikana kana ari pamwedzi chinhu chiripo kuti munhu wese wemukadzi anongotevera saka muzimbabwe tirikukurudzira kuti vanhu vadetsere mwanasikana kuti asarovhe kuchikoro nekuti tikutarisa kuti pamwe kurovha kuchikoro kunozomuita kuti afoire.
Tinoona kuti mune zvirongwa zvamakaronga kucherechedza zuva irori ranga richicherechedzwa pasi rose rekuteedza kwemwanamusikana mungatitsanangurira kuti zvirongwa izvi ndezvipi.
Nefriday tiri kumasungu kuchikoro chinonzi Chirichoka ipapo kuchasangana zvikoro zvichipemberera tichaita machi pane macross point tikabva ipapo vana vouya vachikwikwidzana nemapoemu netembo vozoita madrama then masikati tichaswera kumasports vachikompitawo isusu gore rakapera seSNV Zimbabwe takatenga marotating trophies saka last year kwakahwina mamwe maschools saka vakukwikwidzanawo futi kuti vahwine tine women's soccer neboys soccer saka vasikana nevakomana vanenge vachitambawo bhora vachikwikwidzana tinenge tine maspeeches ari kubva kune vanhu vakasiyana remunharaunda ende gore rino ritoda kuti ritiratidze kuti FNV Zimbabwe handiti yakaintroduce chirongwa zvise isusu programu yakatora muna December tiri kuenda kungosanganawo but idistrict remasvingo rangoita roga richifoundwa neimwe company inonzi Fencraft Engineers. Fencraft Engineers yacho ndiyo yaitivakira maincinerators kuzvikoro saka gore rinoita rega sedistrict saka kana takatarisa zviya zvekuti district inosara yakungoita yoga yoga tiri kufara then nesaturday yacho inenge iri musi wa4 uko kugokwe south kuri kuuya gokwe north nemberengwa iyoyo iprovincial launch vachaitawo mamachis voita maspeeches nezvimwe zvavanenge vachiita tobva ikoko kuti vamwe vachasangana kuinsiza vamwe kumangwe.
Tinoona mune zvirongwa zvekudzidzisa vasikana vechidiki kuti vagadzire ivo zvekushandisa kana vari kuteera mungatitsananguriro kuti zvirongwa zvipi izvi
pari zvino patisati tasvika pamwe varipo vari kutadza kuenda kuchikoro but madistrict atiri kushandirako ari 11 ari kumasvingo kumidlands masouth and matnorth tiri kuona sekunge zvaderera vana vari mumadistrict vacho vari kusona atinoti mareusable menstrual pads vanhu vari kungoti marambu marambu mapads aya tinongotevedzera riya rinotengwa kuzvitoro tinoriisa kuti rive nemawins randoti nzeve dzinobata pabhuruga raimwana kuti akwanise kuenda kuchikoro akwanisewo kuita masports saka vana vari kumasona iwavo madzimaiwo tine vanonzi mamothers group madzimai anosangana achimasona vari kumatengesa vachiwanawo imwe mari yavanozoshandisa kumba
Amaeline Lendebele vesangano re-SNV Netherlands Development Organization vachitaura naMavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Muchirongwa chevechidiki chethe connection mangwana tiri kutarisa dambudziko revanasikana vakawanda vanonzi vari kubata pamuviri munyika. Chii chiri kukonzera dambudziko iri?
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei mashoko muchishandisa WhatsApp number dzinoti 001-202-465-0318.
Ngatisanganei muchirongwa The Connection mangwana muneni wenyu Ntungamiri Nkomo nemumwe wangu.
Tatenda Gumbo.
Imwe nyanzvi munyaya dzeumizha hwekufambiswa kwemashoko padande mutande vakumbirai mukudu vanoti upfumi hwenyika hunogona kusimukira kana nyika ikakoshesa umizha hwemazuva ano kana kuti information technology. Vamukudu ndemumwe vechidiki veZimbabwe vakapinda muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship gore rino uye vakananga kuAmerica mwedzi unouya. Vanoshandira kambani Ernst & Young muHarare. Ngatinzwe hurukuru yavaita naNtungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7.
Ndikufara chaizvo ndikuona vangu vachienda tikoshuviro kuti tichazokwanisa kuendawo dzimunguva unenge uchiti pamwe ndezvevamwe asi ndirikufara chaizvo because nekuti ndirikuona kuti ndakatowanikowo ndakatokodzerawo kuti ndiende ndirikutokurudzirawo vamwe vangu kuti vaapplyewo and vaparticipate mumaprogramu akadai nekuti vakawanda vanofunga kuti vakwanise ku selectwawo ndakatoonawo ndichitoselectwa saka ndinobva kufara chaizvo.
Uri kuona kunge mukana uyu uchakubatsira sei?
Ndinoona mukana uyu uchindibatsira pakuti ndichasangana nevamwe kudzimwe nyika dziri muAfrica, ndichasanganawo nevamwe vari kuAmerica, tichange tichikurukura tichinzwisisawo kuti ivo vari kuzviita sei munyika dzavo. Chinova chinhu chinokosha zvikuru nekuti kuti iyo Zimbabwe ibudirire tinofanira kuzwawo kuti vakazvigona vanozvigona vanozviitawo sei. Saka ndinoona chiri chinhu chichabatsira inini nenzvimbo yandichigara kuno ndazobva kunoku kuZimbabwe ndazobva kunoku Harare kuti ndive ndinosumudzirawo nyika yangu nekwandinogara.
Senyanzvi mune zveumhizha, ungati Zimbabwe yakamira papi pakushandiswa kwetechnology yamazuva ano?
Ndinoona kuti Zimbabwe tinokwanisa kubudirira zvakanyanya tikakwanisa kushandisa IT. Ndinofunga kuti nichitarisa dzimwe nyika dzakaita kunge vana Nigeria, vana Kenya, tinoona dzichisimudzirwa pabazi neIT. Because kudzimwe nyika ndiyo inoshandiswa kuinbusiness, ndiyo inoshandiswa kuzvakanyanya kupfuura some of the traditional ways dzatinoita nadzo business kunoko. Zvichireva kuti makambani avo nemaitiro avo anoitwa zvino anenge ari nani kupfuura zviri kunoko. Maonero angu ndekuti tikakwanisa kushandisa IT zvakanyanya muno muZimbabwe tinokwanisa kusimudzira yedu zvikuru.
Vakumbirai mukudu ndemumwe vechidiki vari muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship vachishandira kambani Ernst & Young vachitaura parunhare naNtungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 vari muHarare. Chikwata cheZimbabwe chiri kutamba neUganda mangwana mumutambo wekuedzana simba apo zvikwata zviviri izvi zviri kuita gadziriro yakakosha yemakwikwi Africa Nations Cup. Musakangana chirongwa cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM apo tiri kutarisa mararamiro ari kuita vanhu munyika nenyaya yemamiriro akaita nyaya dzeupfumi nechikafu. anokoneka ine mufaro ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri mu Washington DC ndokusiya mina Chris Gande na Marvelous Muhlanganya uye
Thank you, Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 30th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Muhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The family of Itai Dzamara has released the first ever picture said to be that of the abducted Occupy Africa Unity Square leader in captivity.
We managed to verify the image. As a family, we know him, and we also used professional services.
Some Zimbabweans have commended the government for setting up a permanent high court structure in Maswingo.
Maswingo being the fourth largest city, we need really to decentralize things because people are traveling distances to Blawayo or to Harare to seek services of the High Court.
And former senior ZANU-PF official Themba Moliswa appears in court for holding an unsanctioned meeting.
The family of missing political activist Itai Dzamara has for the first time released an image said to be that of the missing Occupy Africa Unity Square leader, which it sourced from some Zimbabwean state security agents allegedly linked to his abduction in Harare almost 15 months ago. Reporter Ivan Chifera has more details from Harare.
Family representative and Itai's brother, Patson Dzamara, told journalists that the image and details and names of his alleged abductors were veiled by some of the people close to his disappearance. Though he could not say whether his brother was dead or alive, Patson said the family sought help from experts to verify the authenticity of the photos. He said the experts noted that they were real. Patson told journalists that indications are that his abductors masked him probably because they were tortured him. Though the family had previously cited state security agents as responsible for Itai's disappearance, Patson said evidence availed to them pointed to some military intelligence operatives as his possible assailants.
I cannot at this juncture state my brother's fate in the hands of these gangsters, but I can categorically inform you that Itai Dzamara was abducted by the military intelligence under the direct instruction and supervision of ZANU-PF.
There was no immediate reaction from the military intelligence over these allegations. Patson, who was flanked by members of Itai's Occupy Africa Unity Square group, showed journalists a purported image of Itai at one of the places where he was kept following his abduction in March last year.
So this is one of the places where Itai was kept. We managed to verify the image. As a family, we know him, and we also used professional services insofar as identifying the person in the image is concerned.
He said the pictures were provided after they asked for proof of life, but he could not tell when and whether Itai was alive.
We do not know why his head is covered like this or why his head was covered like this, but according to the professionals, there's a highly likelihood that they actually tortured him to such an extent that he sustained injuries, head injuries, and because of that, they had to cover the head. And
Dzamara said the family had been furnished with names of Itai's alleged abductors, but could not divulge them as the family was still gathering information and would release more information at the appropriate time. Zimbabwe Republic Police National Spokesperson, Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba, refused to comment about the Dzamara family press conference, saying she had not seen the purported Itai images. She said the Dzamara family was better positioned to provide more information regarding Itai Dzamara, but Dzamara family lawyer Kenneth Masia said Following the latest information on the missing political activist, they would furnish the courts with the details.
We are going definitely to take this information back to court and also going to approach the authorities who are said to be seized with the investigations of these whereabouts and also force them to investigate and find where Itai is.
Despite a court ruling compelling security agents to find Itai Dzamara, the family accuses the police of showing lack of interest in the matter. Dzamara, a journalist turned human rights activist, was allegedly abducted by suspected state security agents in March last year. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Thanks, Ivan. Studio 7's Blessing Zulu speaks with Shefra Dzamara, Itai's wife, about the photographs in the possession of her family.
Yeah, it's Itai. I identified the foot and even the face. You can actually see that it's Itai.
How about the clothes that he was wearing? Are they the same clothes that he was wearing when he was abducted?
No, they're not the same.
And does this give you hope that whatever happened to Itai will actually come out?
Yeah, this gives me hope that the truth will come out soon.
And tell us about his children. What are they saying about his abduction now?
The children, you can actually say that they miss their father. Every day they talk about their father.
And did you show them the pictures?
No, I didn't. And I'm not going to show them.
Why?
It might disturb them.
That was Shefra Dzamara, wife of abducted Africa Unity Square leader Itai Dzamara, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu.
Some Mashingo residents have welcomed the opening of a permanent high court in the city, saying they will no longer be traveling to Bulawayo and Harare for court cases handled by this arm of the judiciary system. Our correspondent Gandri Maramba attended the official opening ceremony today and filed this report from Mashingo.
One of the residents, Brent Banda, said the move by government was welcome, though it came a bit too late.
Mashingo being the fourth largest city, we need really to decentralize things because people are traveling distances to Bulawayo or to Harare to seek services of the High Court. We feel that it should have been done quite a long time ago because people really needed the services of the High Court. But now, since it's been open today, we applaud the effort and people can access the services of the High Court right here in Mashingo.
Another local resident, Mugovera Makonese, urged government to open more high court structures in most parts of the country and stop focusing on issues that don't add value to people's lives, including the recent 1 million men march organized by the ruling party's Youth League to show support for President Robert Mugabe.
The cost of justice must be very minimal to the residents of the whole country. I believe it is a question of misplaced priorities that 36 years after independence, we are celebrating the opening of the High Court in one province.
Speaking at the official opening ceremony, Chief Justice Godfrey Chichigao Siku admitted that the decentralization of the judiciary system was long overdue.
I also want to thank the Judicial Service Commission for the job well done. We should have done this a long time ago.
Speaking at the same occasion, Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is also the Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Minister, said government would work tirelessly to speed up the decentralization of High Court services to all the provinces.
Decentralization of the High Court to Mashingo is a welcome development.
Mashingo becomes the first province to have a permanent High Court since independence, as such courts were established in Harare and Bulawayo during the colonial era. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mashingo, this is Gandri Maramba.
Temba Mliswa, leader of the Youth Advocacy for Reform and Democracy, who was arrested yesterday with 23 other members of his organization for holding a public meeting deemed illegal by an Esigodini councillor, has been released on bail by a local magistrate. Mliswa, a former ZANU-PF lawmaker, is facing charges of violating some provisions of the Public Order and Security Act, or POSA. Mliswa's lawyer, Lizwe Jamela, tells Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri that the magistrate remanded Mliswa to June 22nd on free bail and ordered him not to interfere with witnesses.
They went to a public place, some restaurant in Ekigodini, to get some refreshment. What is the waiting for them to be served there? We will make you understand that that is when some people and police barged in and they said they were actually having an unsanctioned meeting. So we ended up getting into court, and Mr. was actually remanded to the 22nd of June after the long deliberations were done.
What did Mr. Mliswa say about this?
Generally, without preempting a lot in terms of his defense, generally denies that, like I mentioned earlier on, they were just having refreshments at a restaurant. And the next thing, being arrested for organizing a public meeting without notifying the regulating authority. And we find that to be very upset and very disturbing. Whereas Mliswa, we know who Mliswa is, we know his, I think his profile needs not to mention even here. We know who Mukemba Mliswa is. The issue now is not about the law, I think, and that's my opinion. The issue is about who Temba Mliswa is. And what it simply means is that Temba Mliswa is not supposed to talk to people who number more than 15. Otherwise, he becomes the captain of Kota, which would be very ridiculous.
That was Lizwe Jamela, attorney for Temba Mliswa, leader of the Youth Advocacy for Reform and Democracy, on the line from Esigodini, Matabeleland South Province, with reporter Jonga Kandemiri.
An information technology specialist says Zimbabwe's economy could be in better shape if the country fully exploits modern technologies in doing business. Kumbirai Mkudu, one of the 60 young Zimbabweans taking part in the Mandela Washington Fellowship this year, says leading economies like Kenya and Nigeria are developing because of modern technologies. Mkudu works for the London-headquartered auditing company Ernst & Young in Harare. He will be attached to the Virginia Commonwealth University for the Mandela Washington Fellowship. He tells reporter Ntungameli Nkomo he is humbled and excited to be one of the fellows.
I'm excited about the Mandela Washington Fellowship opportunity. I think first and foremost because I did apply last year actually, but I wasn't successful. So you know, but I was still dedicated and I was still wanting to to still try out for the opportunity. So I then got selected for this year. So I am on cloud 9, cloud 10, somewhere up there about it.
And how do you think the Mandela Washington Fellowship will help you?
What I can actually say is the Mandela Washington Fellowship has actually started opening doors into a number of avenues. I can tell you, for instance, that even before we've already gone from the fellowship, I've managed to connect with one of our coordinators who's at the institution where I'll be going, who's also managed to connect me with someone who's involved in the arts faculty at the institution. So it's already beginning to open doors.
In terms of IT, where exactly would you say we are as a country, as Zimbabwe?
So in terms of IT, I think as a country, we still to tap into that space. Because, there's a lot of opportunity that we stand to benefit from IT. There's a lot of technology which has not yet been adopted, in our country. And I think even if you look at e-commerce, for example, we're still quite a long way from really realizing the benefits that e-commerce has to bring. So I think in terms of IT, I think we still need to mature in that space. In the U.S., for example, there's a lot more reliance on IT. To just put it in summary, I think we still have a lot in terms of realizing the full benefits of IT in our country.
Mandela Washington Fellow and Information Technology Expert Kumbirai Mkudu on the line from Harare with the reporter Ntungameli Nkomo.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard, and let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Join us tomorrow as we discuss teenage pregnancy, as the recent Zimbabwe Demographic Health Survey shows 1 in 10 adolescent girls giving birth each year. What's your take on this issue?
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
We take a look at regional and international news.
President Barack Obama today hosted a breakfast for military and veteran service groups, as well as senior military leaders at the White House, as part of several planned events on Memorial Day, the holiday that honors men and women who died while serving in the U.S. military.
Former Chadian dictator Hessien Habre has been found guilty of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule and sentenced to life in prison.
And more than 20 people are dead in Baghdad after Islamist militants exploded a series of bombs in and around Baghdad today, police officials said. MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai was today discharged from a South African hospital after being detained 1 week for an undisclosed ailment. Tsvangirai, who was supposed to have led a protest in Bulawayo at the weekend, did not manage to join his colleagues in the city for the weekend event. In a statement, the MDC said Tsvangirai will be heading back home soon. The party says following the march that was held in Bulawayo at the weekend to show their dismay over the continuing economic decay and related issues, they will hold a similar event in Mutare in August. Last week, the ruling ZANU-PF held its own march to show solidarity with President Robert Mugabe. We turned to independent analyst Zenzele Ndebele on what he makes of the marches.
It shows that there is a crisis within the ZANU-PF, and also there is a crisis within the opposition. There is a crisis within ZANU-PF because if you have one landslide victory with two-thirds majority, there is no need to call people to come and endorse what you are doing. ZANU-PF is calling people to endorse its leadership because they know that the economy is not firing. They know that they have failed to deliver the 2 million jobs that they promised. They know that there is a lot of corruption, and therefore they are trying to divert the attention of the people that, despite the fact that all these things are not going well, despite the fact that we have not fulfilled your promises, you still support us. That's why they need that endorsement. In a proper country, they are supposed to call for a snap election to show that they are really popular. Yet with the opposition also, if you look, there is a crisis of leadership as well within the opposition, because for an opposition party, they cannot sit and look at the country sliding back to 2008, back to an economic crisis. This is the time when the opposition is supposed to be saying to the people of Zimbabwe, we voted for you, you voted for ZANU-PF, look at what ZANU-PF is doing.
But they are saying that the marches continue. The next port of call is Mutare, Manicaland. What's your take?
They are already preaching to the converted. They are fishing in a swimming pool because the people in town have never voted for ZANU-PF.
That was independent analyst Zenzele Ndebele. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Bulawayo.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Chioniso Jani, your host on Time to Engage, where the voices of Zimbabwe's youth are heard. Today, we have a Zimbabwean based in South Africa, and she's going to be talking to us about her skills in baking. Hello, Tendai.
Hi. Hi, Titi. Thank you for having me.
Tell me how a pharmacist assistant goes to full-time baking.
It's quite confusing. moved, actually. I've always been a person who is driven by putting a smile on someone's face, helping someone, changing someone's life just for the day, for the better. It was quite natural for me to transit from pharmacy to baking because it still does the same thing. I mean, who doesn't want a slice of chocolate cake or carrot cake at the end of the day or something? But after moving to South Africa, I guess I kind of missed the taste of home so much. I started baking. I'm actually self-taught. And I did a lot of research and a lot of YouTube videos. And today I am baking for a wide variety of clients, customers.
Do you think you can sustain with baking?
Oh, yes. I actually think it's a very sustainable business. There's always a demand for cake, and I push the boundaries. I try and cater for gluten-free, for those who have allergies, because ever since moving here, I've noticed that there are a lot of allergies springing up. So we offer dairy-free, gluten-free. We have the health cakes, where it's like a carrot cake or something with apples, something with fruit, old classics, the vanillas and the chocolate cakes.
Are you an entrepreneur or you have a company?
Okay, I have an assistant currently. She comes in to do deliveries or just to help with a few of the decorating. But I'm still the sole baker. I'm trying to move away from that in terms of growing the business.
So tell me about your future plans and why you decided not to do baking in Zimbabwe.
Honestly, in Zimbabwe, I couldn't bake to save my own life. But after coming here, I had a lot of free time in my kitchen. I could do this through the oven and baking. So it's not like I didn't want to do it in Zimbabwe. I actually didn't have the time. And I was focused on my pharmacy career back then.
Okay, what opportunities are in South Africa that you cannot get in Zimbabwe?
I would say time. With the economic situation in Zimbabwe, it doesn't leave you with enough time to try and explore some of these things. You're either always trying to make things ends meet, and so it doesn't give you that flexibility. But being here, it's a bit more stable. So, I mean, you've got your income, your normal resources to get into other things. That's the advantage.
What would you like to tell the youth?
If you have enough drive and if you're willing to go, things will fall into place. All I can tell them is don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on the uniqueness of yourself. Yeah, stay on course. You will come across people who will be there for you, who will walk you on this path and achieve what you planned out for. Yeah.
Thank you. And that was Tendai Mushonga. And I am Chiona Sojani, your host for Time to Engage.
Zimbabwe's continuing economic crisis is making it difficult for most ordinary Zimbabweans to access formal health care, with many finding no option but to seek alternative services. Our correspondent Taurai Shava reports from Bulawayo.
A traditional healer at Tulawe's Makokoba Market listens attentively as a middle-aged man describes his ailment to him. The man, who cannot be named for reasons of patient confidentiality, reveals that he is suffering from a sexually transmitted infection. He is one of many Zimbabweans who are reverting to consulting traditional healers. The Makokoba Market, in one of Bulawayo's oldest high-density suburb of Makokoba, is home to informal craftspeople, traders, as well as traditional healers. Dr. Rudo Gumbo, a physician at a government hospital who was speaking in an individual capacity, acknowledged that the unrelenting economic crisis is not only having a negative impact on the country's health system, but is also affecting ordinary people as it is making it increasingly difficult for them to afford health care. Dr. Gumbo says many locals are now being compelled to either pin their hopes on faith healing in churches or consult traditional healers.
The economic situation does have a massive impact on ordinary people's access to formal health systems because as we speak, the hospitals do not have the essential drugs. So when someone comes to a hospital, pays $13 to see a doctor, all the doctor can do is write out a prescription, whether a near-death situation, and patient or the relatives of that patient or whoever came with the patient has to go to a pharmacy to buy the necessary drugs. People have reverted to going to churches, the famous Pentecostal churches and the traditional healers, because if you're poor, you cannot afford private hospitals and private practice.
A traditional healer at the Makokova market, who only chose to be identified as Msipa, said some locals consult him and his colleagues for a wide range of ailments, which include diabetes, hypertension, cancer, and sexually transmitted infections. Another traditional healer, who only identified himself as Jamela, echoed Msipa's sentiments, adding that a number of people who consult him and his colleagues do it in a rather clandestine manner, as they are ashamed of the stigma associated with seeking medical help from traditional healers.
I would say that most of the younger generations now see themselves as church people. We have nothing to do with traditional healers. But when things get really tough and they fail to get help in churches and other places, they are sometimes told to go back to their roots and get help from us, traditional healers. We have nothing against church people because they also help in their own way. There are some people who make people pay, and there are others who don't ask for any money. So you will find that there are many who want to be secretive when they come to consult us because they are ashamed to be seen openly doing so. But there are older people who consult us openly because they know that we are rooted in our culture and we are able to assist in many ways.
The 78-year-old Jamela disputes the notion that traditional medicine is steeped in mystery and also denies that the efficacy of traditional medicine is doubtful as a result of not being properly packaged, with the dosages often lacking precise measurements. The Zimbabwe National Traditional Healers Association is a body that was registered in the late 1990s, with some of its objectives being to formalize the work of traditional healers and enable them to complement the formal health sector. In spite of such a move, traditional medicine remains looked down upon. But another traditional healer, Trifin Ngube, says black Zimbabweans should not be ashamed of traditional healers as they are a reflection of people's culture and identity. She adds that traditional healers are experts in the field, and some types of Western medicine are derived from the herbs that the local healers use.
You can find that in some instances when you go to the hospital and you fail to be cured, some people who are honest can tell you that you can be assisted by traditional healers. We are appealing to people to remember their roots. They should believe that we, as traditional healers, are able to help them in some cases. For instance, you could come to me suffering from cancer, and I can give you some herbs. After a week, I should be able to see some improvement. I should constantly monitor how you are doing so that I can change medication if need be. We are able to help, and I am asking people to remember who they are.
Dr. Gumbo says both traditional and faith healing have risks, as some unscrupulous individuals often lie to desperate people claiming to be able to cure diseases that are known to be incurable. Although this may be true, many hard-pressed Zimbabweans will continue to see the services of both traditional and faith healers as a viable alternative to the formal health system, which is beyond their reach. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shala.
And in sports news, Dynamo's coach Lloyd Mutasa is optimistic that Dimbare will pull out of the relegation zone and fight for the top spot in Zimbabwe's Premier Soccer League. This follows the club's 2-0 defeat to by Highlanders, which left them pegged at 12th position in the 16-team league. Reporter Michael Cariati has more details.
Mutasa says they need to sharpen their striking force, which continues to miss targets on the field of play.
Just need to work on our weaknesses. You could see our conversion is not up there, and that's an area that we should work much on.
Mutasa refuses to accept the much-held view that he does not have quality players capable of leading Dynamos back to the good old days.
So now we have to deal with what we have.
Dynamos fan Farai Kambamura is not a happy man.
I'm not happy about this team. If we are going like this, we are going to be relegated.
Highlanders, on the other hand, are still celebrating the victory as it left them second on the league table. Bosso's Dutch coach Errol Agbay is happy about his team's performance.
I feel everybody, every time when I win, I feel happy.
Yes, for most people it's 10 years where we beat them here. But for me, it's every game is one of them.
Jaramus fans, however, will in the meantime forget their sorrows when the Warriors of Zimbabwe take on Uganda in an international friendly at the National Sports Stadium Tuesday. Both teams are using the game to prepare for this week's Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers when Zimbabwe play the Flames of Malawi at the same venue. Uganda are on their way to Botswana to play the Zebras. The Zimbabwe Football Association are charging $1 for the rest of the ground stand.
Thanks, Michael. That's it for tonight. My name is Chris Gande. Remember, Studio 7 Live Talk. We are opening the mic for your thoughts. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Mavela Silo Chris eli jona njani mthwakazi omuhle siyalambulela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 30 ngonkwenkwezi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Wala mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje
kukhanya sokuphume information etshengisa ukuthi abantu ababathumba uItai sesibazi ukuthi ngobani, njalo sesilomfanekiso otshengisa uItai evaliwe ubuso.
Abe mule yakodza marabathi sebethole imfanekiso lobufakazi obuveza sobala ukuthi uItai Tsamara wanyamalaliswa ngabohlangothi lwaba kubutho abasebenza esitha abe military intelligence.
Umbiso fa yena nguye owalingisa umhlangano lo kumbe kuthiwa konzima xa zikhangela umthetho weposi ukuthini. So wakhonzina umhlangano nalo engatshelanga kumbe engazisanga u-regulating authority wesigaba esigodini.
Womkhokheli wenhlanganiso yabasakhulayo e-Youth Advocacy for Reform and Development umnumzana Themba Mliswa ukhululwe namhla ngemva kokubojwa izolo esigodini. I-Highlanders isiphefumulela entanyeni yeqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalani yemiklomelo kusigaba se-Premier Soccer League ngemva kokunqoba i-Dynamos ngomgqibelo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Abe mule yakozamara bathi sebelobufakazi obuveza sobala ukuthi umnumzana uItai Tsamara wanyamalaliswa ngabohlangothi lwabakubutho abasebenza esitha abe military intelligence ngoba sokulemfanekiso asebeyitholile ecatshangelwa ukuthi ngekaTsamara emveza egqokiswe imask sezilitshumi lanhlanu inyanga lokhu enyamalele uTsamara. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Lokhu kuvezwe ngumfowabo kaItai uPatterson Tsamara emhlanganweni lethatha lezindaba eMedia Center oqoqwe ngabehlanganiso yamagqwetha alwela ilungelo loluntu eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. UPatterson uthi ubufakazi asebutholile buveza ukuba akazange aphuma elizweni njengalokho okuke kwachiwo ngezinye inkokheli zikahulumende weZANU-PF okubalisa umphathintambo wezemfundo yaphezulu uMnumzana Jonathan Moyo othi wabalekela kwele Botswana lanxa engazange awatsho amagama alabo abathumba uItai kanye lokuba ngobani ababanikeze lobo bufakazi. UPatterson uthi kenelisi uwaveza okwamanje lanxa belawo lawo magama.
Incontestable evidence was availed to us and I dare the authority.
Silobufakazi obaneleyo obungaphikiswayo ngifuna abaphikisayo ukubalisa uMongameli Robert Mugabe lenkokheli yakhe ukuba babuphikise. Ngingake ngatsho okwakathesi ukuba uyaphila loba hatshi umfowethu.
Unobhala jikelele enhlanganisweni ye-Occupy Africa Unity Square umnumzana Charles Nyoni ukugcizelele lokho okuthiwo nguPatterson.
kukhanya sokuphume information etshengisa ukuthi abantu ababathumba u-Itai sesibazi ukuthi ngobani, njalo sesinomfanekiso otshengisa u-Itai evaliwe ubuso, khanya wake wachaywa, wake wahlukuluzwa bedinga information kuye.
Unyoni uyagcizelela njalo amazwi kaPaterson ukuthi bengeke baveza okwamanje amagama abamthumbayo ababubutho.
Amagama silawo ngoba ngabantu esikwanisa ukubonana labo, sikhuluma labo, sixoxa labo. Amagama silawo, but okwakathesi asikagwanisi ukuthi siwakhulume ngoba sisasebenza labo ukuthi basinike information ekwanileyo. Ukwesaba kukhona nje, but akula nto esingayenza ngoba kumele lokhu kugcine kathesi okokuthunjwa kwabantu. So sifuna ukuthi u-Itai abe nguye okugcina ukuthi i-government ka-Robert Mugabe iyathumba abantwana beZimbabwe.
U-Itai Dzamara unyamalale ngenyanga kaMbimbitho nyakenye ngemva kokuphatheka kwezokukhankasela ukuba uMongameli Robert Mugabe eseluphele, kungakho kumele achiye umsebenzi, esenza lokhu ekhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Occupy Africa Unity Square. Kusenjalo, abenhlanganiso ekhankasela ukuqedwa kokunyamalala kwabantu umhlaba wonke eye-International Coalition Against Enforced Disappearance ikhuthaza iZimbabwe ukuba ibeke imithetho evikela uzulu engozini yokunyamalaliswa. EleZimbabwe libikwa lokhu elingakasayini loba ukuba lomthetho ohambelana lesivumelwano senhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba esivikela abantu engozini yokuthunjwa benyamalala ese-United Nations Convention for the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevis Gama.
Umkhokeli webandla leMDCT uMnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai uphume namhla esibhedlela kwele South Africa kulandela ukwelatshwa kwakhe umkhuhlane ongaqanjwanga omhlasele ngeviki edluleyo. UTsvangirai ubekhangelelwe ukukhokhela ukutshengisela okwenzakale kobulawayo ngomgqibelo kodwa ubengekho. Ibandla lakhe lithi ukutshengisela lokhu kuphumelele kakhulu ngoba inkulungwane zabantu ziphatheke kukho. Ngemva kwalokhu kutshengisela, ibandla leMDCT lithi lizaqhuba okunye njalo ezitaladeni zeMtare ngoNcwabakazi. Ngeviki edluleyo, ibandla leZANU-PF lalo lifolile ezitaladeni litshengisela usekelo kuMongameli Mugabe eHarare. Ukuhlaziya ukutshengisela lokho, uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxele ngcwethe cubungula ezombusazwe uMnumzana Zenzele Ndebele, yena othi kuyikuchitha isikhathi.
Mbona ngani ukutshengisela ukuthi kulo hlupho phakathi kuzano la ku-MDC, ngoba nxa kuyukuthi uwinile i-election ngikhaya leli isayidini lezano uyenza kuhle, akula need yokuthi ubize abantu bezoyendosa umsebenzi owenzayo ngokuthi babize bezotshengisela ukuthi bayakusapota kumbe balokhu belawe. So kuzano isayini yokuthi kuleyinye into abakwazi ukuthi ihamba wrong, kuleyinye into abayibonayo ukuthi ayisahambi ngendlela, and ngesikhathi lesi i-economy yikho sebebiza abantu ukuthi bezothi noma i-economy ingahambi kuhle abantu belokhu besithanda. Bese kusithi ku-opposition mbona wani kutshengisela nakho uhlupho lwe-leadership, because yisikhathi okumele ukuthi nxa umuntu eku-opposition enze i-politics ezimnandi kakhulu, ngoba umuntu osewinile sehlulekile ukurani ilizwe. Njenge-opposition yisikhathi wena ukuthi hhayi salitshela ukuthi umuntu lo uzawina sesehluleke ukurani ilizwe, njengoba lakho sakuthi nangu kuyehluleka senzele. But ngenxa yokuthi i-MDC siyehlulekile ukuprovida kumbe ukunika i-leadership yena le efunakalayo, sebethathwa ludumo labo ukuthi hhayi allright njengalaba sebemajile lathi asimatheni. But umbuze ukuthi into enhle bamathile, umbuze ukuthi sebemajile so what?
Ye, siyabona ukubana bathi bona sebeyaqhubekela phambili ngokufola khona lokhu abakwenzileyo besedolobheni leMtare. Ungathini wena lo?
Amarali kaGrace ukuthi uGrace wabhodi ilizwe lonke esenza amarali, yena waba lo mbuzo ngoba athi eqeda khonapho waxotsha uJoyce Mujuru. So abe-opposition bangahamba eMtare behambe eGogwe behambe ngaphi ngaphi, kuyazakala ukuthi imajority yabantu abadubekayo njalo abasapota iZANU basemakhaya. I-opposition ichumayela ebantwini asebevele sebesebandleni, ithiya egabheni. kumele behambe eTsholotsho, eHurungwe, eUzumba Marambafungo, eLupane, lapho kula 2 million yabantu abanamba khona, lapho kula bantu ababakhafulayo ngo-2013, beba convince ukuthi abantu labavotela ngo-2013 abasayenzi lokho bathi bazakwenza. Ingaphi imisebenzi eyi 2 million abalithembisayo yona? Ingaphi 15 billion yama-diamond? Ingaphi ikhonomi abathi izabanhle khona?
Umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele, ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe, ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande o Studio 7 ekobulawayo.
Umsakazo wakho we Studio 7 ususakaza live kuhlelo lwe Live Talk ekhasini lethu lenkundleni ye Facebook. Ungakuthwa yilolu hlelo kusukisela ngo 8:30 kusiya ngo 9:30 ntambama ukuze uxoxisane labanye ngendaba eziqhakathekileyo esizihluza nsuku zonke kusukisela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu. Sithanda ukuzwa imbono yakho ngokubhala ekhasini le Facebook uhlelo luqhubeka. Ikheli yethu ekhasini leli ithi VOA Indebele. Ngizaphinda njalo, VOA Indebele.
Lingakhohlwa ukwenza like ikhasi lethu ku Facebook ele VOA Indebele.
Umkhokeli wenhlanganiso yabasakhulayo i-Youth Advocacy for Reform and Development, umnumzana Themba Mliswa, ukhululwe namhla kulandela ukubotshwa kwakhe izolo esigodini esetheswa icala lokwenza umhlangano ongavunyelwanga ngamapholisa. Kodwa umthethwandaba uthe akhululwe engahlawuliswanga imali yesibambiso i-bail. Sixoxele igqetha lakhe umnumzana Lizwe Jamela ukuze sizwe okunengi.
So abanye bakhona abayi 23 bathenele beyekelwa izolo kuthiwa hayi ihambe ezindlini sebekodwa ama-details abo. Wasala sokuthonisiswa umzana umbiswa kuthiwa yena nguye owalungisa umhlangano lowo, kumbe sithi owakhonzima xa sikhangele umthetho wephosa uthi uthini. Kuthiwa wakhonzima umhlangano nalo engatshelanga kumbe engazisanga uregulating authority wesigaba esigodini.
Sizwa kuthiwa engakabotshwa uke wangani uphendulana kubi lomunye ukhansila. Kungakuyikho yini lokhu okubangele ukuthi abotshwe?
Lokhu andizoze ngikwani ukuthi ngikukhonfirme ngoba kade kungekho kumaphepha aelumethi uqala icala lakhona. Ngaka le hearing ukuthi wagcina bembobha nje ecine lokhu ehambe eqhuba ephenduke esigodini ephonge ukubuya just to fix him. Bathi nxa sikhangela icala lona ngokwalo athi isiswa yingona akulani lokuthi kulo khansela ongafuniyo ukuthi uThemba Mliswa ekhelikhokho khona nxa sefike engodini ezihambela ngohambo lwayo. Kumbe akuna abangani bakhe nxa ezihambela ngoba izimbabwe yilizwe elikhululekileyo umuntu iyaphansa ukuthi ezinelethole kumbe irestaurant naye ithenga okuphuzwayo lokudliwayo. Lokuyiphilese izinto kuthiwa lo khansela mbe wakade yena uthembe kingane esigabeni sakhe yena engakwazi niye ofune ofuzenika abantu iyotonsa ukuthi abantu bebesigabeni sakhe. Lokhu hhayi akunamthetho othinelwa ukhansela niye ofuze kebe nxa ukuthi ezihambela kwaye ezihambela nje ngasesebhodini sefonele ukhansela ukuthi ngiyakhe esigabeni sakho babakhansela.
Umnumzana Lizwe Jamela, ligqwetha likamnumzana Themba Mliswa obekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 esesigodini. Inhlanganiso ye-Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe sisungule isikhwama sokuphathisa intatheli zindaba ukuze zethule indaba ezilohlonzi ezikhwabithwa nguZulu. Kubika uNompumelelo Moyo.
Obona ngokuqhutshwa kwenhlelo e-VMCZ, unkosikazi Faith Ndlovu uthi bazafundisa abahleli labezindaba ngokuloba okulohlonzi njalo okujulileyo emizameni yokuthuthukisa ukwethulwa kwendaba lezinga laphezulu elizweni.
Inhlanganiso ye-Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe isiqale uhlelo lokuphathisa abentatheli izindaba ukuthi bachwayisise njalo bahlubungulisise izindaba abazibhalayo.
Ilunga lebhodi ye-VMCZ ongumgcinisihlalo weZimbabwe Network of Editors Forum, umnumzana Njabulo Ncube, Uthi uyathokoza wamukela ngenjabulo inyathelo lokubunjwa kwalesi sikhwama.
Bese kubona mnyala edlule ukuthi bantatshele izindaba ezigijimela indaba ezilula ezokuthi ubaba umgaba uthe ubaba uthangelayo uthe ubaba uncube uthe esikufunayo ukuthi khona ne-corruption ekhona intatshele izindaba zibe lakho ukuthi zikhulume ukuthi khona kutshontshwe ngaphi amasela ngoba so ngakho sijayele ihlombe i-Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe ukuthi sibe lalolu hlelo
intatshele izindaba ezimeleyo uKhanyile Mlotshwa laye uveze ukuthokoza ngenyathelo labe VMCZ ethi size kahle ngoba ukulotshwa kwendaba ezicubungulwe kabanzi kuyasilela ezweni.
Le program esibuye le VMCZ isizasinceda ukuba sibhale izindaba ezijulileyo, indaba ezinceda ababali labafundi bamaphepha ukuba bazwisise ukuba kwenzakalani elizweni nasempilweni zabo.
Umlobi weSunday News uRobin Muthethu laye ugcizelele amazwi kaMlotshwa.
Uhlelo lolu olulethwe yi-VMCZ siyaluthakazelela kakhulu njengentatheli zendaba ngoba sesizakwanisa ukubhala indaba ezilubanzi.
Uphenyo olwenziwa ngabohlangothi lwe-Information and Media Panel of Inquiry uZulu weZimbabwe ubikwa ekhala ngokuthi intatheli zindaba azisalobi indaba ezijulileyo njalo ezicubungulwe kahle. Ngakho i-VMCZ ithi izama ukulungisa isikhexe esadalwa ngokwaphuma kuphenyo ngokuthatha leli nyathelo. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection kusasa sikhangela imbiko ethi abantwana abangamankazana abaningi bathola izisu bengakadluli iminyaka elitshumi lasishiyagalombili. Kambe kungaba kubangelwa yini lokho? Nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo lisazise ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318. Asihlanganeni kuhlelo The Connection lilami uNtungameli Nkomo lomunye wami uTatenda Gumbo. Abumanyano weZimbabwe National Agreement Platform oyinhlanganiso ebunjwa ngamabandla ezombusazwe, inhlanganiso ezisebenzelana lozulu kanye lamabandla ezokholo, sebeveze owabo umbono ngodaba lwemali efuna ukulethwa nguhulumende eyama-bond notes. Bathi kumele uhulumende ehlukane lalumcabango. Umqondisi walenhlanganiso uBishop Anselimo Magaya wethule amazwi la emhlanganweni awenzele ntatheli izindaba. Abenhlanganiso lebathi okwenziwa nguhulumende isibonelo sokuthi usehlulekile ukuvuselela umnotho welizwe, njalo bathi akusoze kuncede ekwehliseni udubo lokusilela kwemali elizweni. UMagaya lenhlanganiso yakhe bathi lokhu kuzahle kubuyisele uZulu kusimo ayekiso ngomnyaka ka-2008. Ku-Live Talk lamhla silinika ithuba lokuzikhulumela imbono yenu ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Amabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo kwele Ghana sesole kakhulu umcabango ovezwe ngomkhokheli wohlangothi lwamapolisa okuvimba ukusetshenziswa kwenkundla zebulenjini ezokuzilibazisa ezigoqela iFacebook okwensuku ezimbili. Ukhetho luqhutshwa ekupheleni kwayo
kwalonyaka ngolwezi. Umthethwandaba wase Uganda usugwebe amadoda amahlanu ukuhlala ejele okwempilo yawo yonke ngemva kokutholakala elecala lokuthi amabhomba amabili kwaba bebukele umdlalo wenguqu owe World Cup. Abaphatheke kwezempila kahle kanye lokuvikelwa kwamalungelo abasakhulayo labesifazana bathi impumela yophenyo lwanyakenye kwezempila kahle kumele lusetshenziswe ukuze uhulumende kanye lenhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa ziqakathekise ukufinyelela amantombazana ikakhulu emaphandleni ukuwagcina esikolo aze aphuthe ibanga laphezulu njalo kube lokucubungula njalo nje ngokuziphatha kwabasakhulayo kwezemacansini. Kubika uNothando Sipanda.
Impumela yophenyo lwanyakenye olweZimbabwe Demographic Health Survey siyethulwe iveza ukuba asesemaningi kakhulu amantombazana azithwalayo phakathi kweminyaka ichumi lanhlanu lechumi lesitshiyagalolunye. Impumela le iveza ukuthi ingozi yalokhu iphindwe kabili kulabo abagcine ukufunda ebangeni laphansi kulabo abaqhubekela kubanga laphezulu. Osakhulayo unkosazana Angeline Moyo uthi lokhu kubangelwa ingxoxo esezike zabakhona ngokutholakala kwendlela zokuvikela ezikolo athi kutshengisa ukuthi kungasiza ukuthi abasakhulayo bazisebenzise kabanzi lapho zitholakala lula endaweni ezifana lezikolo.
Amakhondomu nxa bewaphiwa ezikolo kuba lula ukuthi bawasebenzise kulanxa kumele bazithengele kumbe bathole ezibhedlela lawuma clinics. Kodwa ke kolunye uhlangothi esintwini ukuthi abantwana bezikolo baphiwa amakhondomu kubonakala njengendlela yokubakhuthaza to indulge in sex besesebancane.
Lokhu kusekelwe yisakhamuzi umnumzana Richard Mpofu othi kumele kungakhohlwa ukuthi kulenani elithile ebangeni leli elazalwa lilegcikwane lengculaza eseliqalile ukuya emacansini elidinga njalo usekelo ukuphuma obala lesimo salo kanye lemfundiso yokusebenzisa indlela zokuvikela emacansini.
Abantwana abalo HIV abazalwa belawo balohlupho olukhulu ngoba bazithola besesimeni sokuthi sebekhulile labo sokumele beqalise ukwenza awabamacebo ngempilo kodwa kuba nzima ngoba laba abaphila labo ababengelawo lowo mkhuhlane babe bebaninela khatshana bengabakwazi okwenza ukuthi abanye begcine beyenza kube yimfihlo.
Isakhamuzi unkosikazi Sibongile Mkandla yena uthi imfundiso ngokuzihlonipha yiyo eqakathekileyo ukuze abasakhulayo bangacabangi ukuthi balemvumo yokuya emacansini calaceleni ngoba lokhu kulakho ukubhidliza ubuntu emphakathini.
I think we need to strike a balance khona lapha kungakhanyi engani sekukhuthazeni kakhulu. You know, children are children and kule peer pressure phandle lapha eningi okokuthi abantwana besakhula they will experiment kodwa asibuyele nini ekubakhuthazeni ukuzigqaja ngemizimba yabo.
Uphenyo lolu luthi kumele uhulumende kanye lenhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa ziqakathekise amantombazana ikakhulu asemaphandleni ngoba kuyiwo alokhu esilela ulwazi kanye lamathuba okuzivikela ekuzithwaleni kanye lemikhuhlaneni yengulamakhwa. Osakhulayo unkosazana Amanda Ndlovu uthi imfundiso ngengculaza kanye lokuzivikela iyasilela ezikolo njalo abadala basavamanga ukukhulumisana lentsha ngemizimba yabo lenguquko ababhekana lazo esibangeni lesi sempilo zabo.
Abantwana kulezi nsuku abatholi information asifundiswa these days nge-HIV and AIDS kumbakula like abadala abasixhwayisayo and kathesi bakhona abaye abantwana abazalwa belayo. Sabantwana laba bakwanisa ukuthi bebe bekhule belayo and abanye babengakwazi khonokho labo sebezagcina beyithola ngenxa yokuswela ukufundiswa kwangkhona.
Impumela ye-ZDHS iphathe inhlangothi ezithiyeneyo ezigoqela impilakahle yabomama abazithweleyo, udlakela ezindlini, ukumemetheka kwengculaza kanye lamalungelo oluntu kwezemacansini. Uphenyo lolu lukhangelelwe ukuthi lusetshenziswe nguhulumende kanye lenhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa ukuthatha izinqumo ngemithetho edinga ukubekwa lokuguqulwa kanye lokwabiwa kwemali ekhona ukuze isetshenziswe ukulungisa lapho okonakele khona. Ngimele iStudio 7, nginguNothando Sibanda.
Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje, iqembu leHighlanders seliphefumulela entanyeni yeqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo kusigaba seCastlelaga Premier Soccer League ngemva kokunqoba iqembu leDynamos ngomgqibelo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Isimo sengalane yemiklomelo ngemva kwemidlalo yeviki le-9 siveza ukuba iqembu le-FC Platinum lilokhu lihlezi phezulu lile miklomelo engama-20 ngemva kokuba libe ngutshikilo bhanqa 0-0 leqembu le-Hawmine ngolwesine. Kundawo yesibili kule qembu le-Highlanders lona lile miklomelo eli-17 ngemva kokunqoba iqembu le-Dynamos nge-2-0 ngomgqibelo. Lokhu ngokokuqala eminyakeni elitshumi ukuba iqembu le-Highlanders linqobe le-Dynamos emdlaleni we-league, njalo kupha ithemba kubalandeli bebhoso ukuba mhlawumbe lonyaka leli qembu lingaphakamisa isicoco se-league.
Ukutshaya kwe-Dynamos i-Highlander lokhu kimi kundilethela intokozo kakhulu, ngoba i-Highlander ibigcine ukutshaya iDimbare ngo-2006. So lokhu kutsho ukuthi bese sile minyaka engafika ithumi iDynamos ihlala isikhulela. Kimi enhliziyweni kathesi ngicabanga ukuthi 2016 le nkezo sesingayiphakamisa thina bebhoso.
Iqembu le-Caps United lihlezi kwindawo yesithathu lalo lile miklomelo le-17 ngemva kokunqoba ele-Chicken Inn 2-1 ngolwesithathu. Kundawo yesine kule qembu le-ZPC Caraiba lona lile miklomelo le-15 njalo lilingene ngemiklomelo leqembu le-Triangle. Kundawo yesithathu kule qembu le-Hawmine lile miklomelo le-12. Iqembu le-Bulawayo City likwindawo yesikhombisa lile miklomelo le-11, ukuthi ngemva kwalo kulamaqembu amabili athele Chicken Inn kanye le-Lewange wona ale miklomelo le-10 iqembu ngalinye. Kundawo ye-10 kule qembu le-Harare City lona lile miklomelo le-9, njalo libikwa selidinga umqeqetshi omutsha uMoses Chunga ukuba azothatha isikhundla sikaThaura Mangwiro ngoba lihlezi endaweni engathokozisi inkokheli yeqembu. Iqembu lengezi Platinum lihlezi kwindawo ye-10 lile miklomelo le-9, okulinani eliphethe liqembu le-Dynamos lona lihlezi kwindawo ye-12. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Zimbabwe abaningi bahlabela bethi Highland, Highland. Yini le Highland madoda? Hotshele!
Thank you.
Malaxi ingoma sihlala abafana be Highlanders zibatshayela ihlombe abafana bemboso ngokubhaxabula iqembu le Dynamos bakukarabhile okuyidimbare ngomgqibelo. Side liqhubeke linjalo bafana be Highlanders lidlale kuhle libenze bali thakazelele kakhulu abalandeli kwaneloko lamhlanje emthokazi omuhle olivalelisayo nguntungamilinkomo lilala.